Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, welcome to the All or Something podcast, episode 27, where we're going to talk about how to come back from a setback. So setbacks, we've all experienced them, right? They can come in so many forms of losing a job, not being chosen for a job, or in the case that I'm going to talk about today, a scholarship, a breakup, a death, the loss of a friend, or even just they can come from failure, like failing to follow through with something that you said you would do, or something that you've said that you're going to do like 100 times and still like continuing to fail. So setbacks obviously are a big part of life. They happen all the time, which means that it's so important to learn how to deal with them and to not let them hold you back or lose progress or even go backwards. So I recently experienced a setback that I felt was pretty significant. So there's this thing called B-School out there, which is an online business school. It's like one of the most well-known online business schools, and it's run by Marie Forleo. And Marie Forleo is somebody that I've been following for years. When I was like 14 and I first started working out, I was doing her workout videos. And then a few years later, I read one of her books called How to Make Every Man Want You. And this was the first time that I had actually like learned, I guess, how to have self-confidence from her book. And first of all, I didn't know it was the same person. So then years later, I find her online videos, like her YouTube videos, Marie TV. Every Tuesday, she releases a Q&A Tuesday question and does some coaching for the question. So I started following her and then found out that she released B-School and finally realized that it was the same person during that entire time. So just realizing that I had been following this woman's work throughout most of my like teenage and adult life made me first of all feel like, oh, it's a synchronicity, you know, it's meant to be. So I thought that it just made sense that I would have to go through B-School. So ever since I found out about B-School like 5 years ago, I've really wanted to sign up, but I've just never had the financial means. And every single year, I think the price goes up even more. So when it first started out, it was around $1,000, and now it's around like $2,000, maybe more. And I think every year she has released a scholarship program, or at least every year for the last few years. And I don't think that I felt really strongly about submitting a scholarship. I don't think that I felt that I was like fully ready at the time. And so I wanted to make sure that those scholarships went to somebody who really felt ready. And so this year she released the challenge for the scholarship, and I got so excited because I just felt in my bones, like deep in my bones, like this is for me. This challenge is about getting on, like the challenge was to get on video and to tell her why on video that I felt that I was not worthy, but that I felt like the scholarship would be right for me. And I've been really working on video and obviously doing this podcast audio, so being a better, more clear speaker. So that morning I popped out of bed once I saw it on my phone, and I wrote out the script for the video. I filmed it a few times so that I could make sure that I got it just right, and I uploaded it right away. And I felt like I did a really good job of conveying my message really clearly. And also, she mentioned that she was setting aside scholarships just for military-affiliated or veterans, and that also made me feel like I had a really good chance, because if there were just a few people who were military-affiliated submitting a scholarship, then that, you know, increased my chances by a ton. So I honestly really believed that I would get the scholarship. So a week after submitting my entry, the results were released, and I, like the whole week before, was up every night. I was like thinking about, like, I don't know if you've ever done manifestation work, but where you're really trying to imagine what your life would be like with something in it that you really want. So I was imagining what things would be like while I was going through B school, after, what it would look like. And so I was just up that whole week, every night, like just couldn't sleep. So because I was just so excited. So the night before, I just kept waking up in the middle of the night, and finally I woke up and I was like, I wonder if she's released the list yet. So I did some digging. I found the list, and lo and behold, I was not on that list. And so immediately my heart sank. Like, I just felt like, I don't know, like I felt like such a failure in the moment. I felt really embarrassed, and I felt really silly for even like feeling like telling everybody about it and feeling like it could be possible for me. And then the other part that really hurt me, and this part actually made me angry, is that the scholarships that were given away to military families were actually given to military spouses. And sometimes I feel like the military spouses are more recognized than a veteran woman. Like, sometimes I feel like people don't take the fact that I serve seriously. And I'm not expecting to be like praised all the time, but I just felt like maybe I would take priority over somebody whose husband served, because I myself had served. And I just, that's just kind of was like, sometimes on Veterans Day, we'll go out for meals, and like, I'll go out with the guys that are still military, and everybody will get a meal for free, and then they'll skip me, and I have to let them know I'm a veteran, like, and so it just kind of hit me there. And so I was kind of angry at Marie Forleo too, for like, kind of, I don't know, for not recognizing me, but recognizing somebody's wife. But, you know, I was able to work past that. And especially because of the mindset work that I've been doing, I took myself through some steps that I will share with you in this episode, so that way I could cope with the failure that I had just experienced. Because in the past, something like that, I feel like would have really, and actually I know from experience, would have really knocked me on my butt, kept me paralyzed, even set me backward for a little bit. I would have felt stuck. I would have lost progress. But from experience and mindset work, I know better now. So maybe right now you're feeling like small setbacks will leave you feeling stuck for a really long time. So maybe that's made you afraid to even go for certain goals or go for something, because you're afraid of what failure might do to you. Maybe you've seen in the past how it's paralyzed you, and you don't want to be stuck in that place again. So that's why right now you might be feeling like you're not really making progress in life, and you don't know how to start making progress. Maybe you just feel like a failure in general, but you don't know how to move forward and start working toward becoming the person that you want to be. So here's one of my favorite quotes about failure, and I'm sure you've heard it before, but this quote says, "The comeback is always stronger than the setback." But that's only if you allow it to be, because sometimes setbacks can really, really set people back. Which is why in this podcast episode, I'm going to equip you with the tools that will allow you to consistently make progress in your life, even if you fail 1,000 times along the way. And it's just so important that you get the mindset work down before anything. Otherwise, those failures are going to hold you back every single time. But if you work on being resilient and moving forward, then that will really change your life. So before we get started on this episode, I want to let you know that the episode is sponsored by the Self-Love Challenge. Now, the 10-day Self-Love Challenge is designed for women who want to learn to have more self-compassion and stop beating themselves up. In this challenge, you'll learn to make peace with yourself, understand your inner voices, and learn how they can best support you, how to make the best of bad body image days, ladies, learn how to understand and take action on your needs, set healthy boundaries in your relationships, give yourself permission to have the things you've always desired, learn to prioritize your time and commitments instead of giving yourself away to everybody all the time, incorporate fun into your days, something that I feel like we put on the back burner all too often, and then practice self-care so that you can feel your best each day. You can sign up for that challenge right now by visiting laurenkepler.com, or you can go into the show notes and click the link that I provided for you. All right, so now on to the four-step process that you can use in order to come back from a setback. Now, the first step is to acknowledge whatever it is that you're feeling. Are you feeling devastated? Do you feel like you just got punched in the gut? Do you feel like you want to curl up in a ball and sleep for 48 hours or even longer? Are you just immediately feeling drained, exhausted, etc.? Whatever you're feeling, acknowledge that. Take some time to breathe into what it is you're feeling and feel the feelings. It might feel scary because you'll feel like the feelings are going to consume you and swallow you up, but I promise they won't consume you unless you push them down and try to ignore them, because they'll eventually make their way up and they'll swallow you whole. Not forever, but for longer than if you were just to feel them right now. So whatever you do, don't push them down. When I found out that I didn't get the B-School scholarship, my heart sank, like I talked about earlier. And at the same time, I was angry at Marie Forleo, and I was jealous of the winners. And I could have beat myself up and said that I'm like such a bad person for feeling the things that I did, but I was just honest with myself. Like, whether or not, like, I didn't make my feelings wrong. It's normal, I think, to have those feelings. So I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just acknowledged how I felt. And I still feel like a twinge of like resentment, but that's something I think that will go away as I continue to acknowledge and let myself feel it. So acknowledge the feeling, whatever it is that you're feeling, and give yourself permission to feel it. So what I mean by this is, like I just said, don't judge how you're feeling, or don't try to make sense of what the feeling means, or what the feeling means, what you feeling that way means about you. Just feel it and accept it. And then, as I kind of said before, that, I mean, all of these steps, just like any other process that you go through, it doesn't necessarily have to be like you complete one step before you move into the next. It might mean that one step is going to take you longer than another. You can even do them out of order. Some steps might, like feelings and emotions, sometimes take a little bit longer to cope with. So you can still allow them to be there and just let them move through you. Then step two is, once you've taken some time to work through the feelings, go into your story. We women are very good at telling ourselves stories that are not true. So what are you telling yourself that this failure says about you? So for me, when I didn't get the B-School scholarship, at first I wanted to go into the story that I didn't win because I didn't look polished enough, or my business idea isn't good enough, or I personally am not good enough. But thankfully, I immediately was able to recognize the story that I was telling myself, and I pulled myself out of it. So when you fail, or when you experience a setback, or when you make a mistake, pay attention to the story that you're telling yourself. Are you telling yourself that you're a bad wife, that you're an unworthy person, that you're too ugly, that you're too plain, or you're too boring? Whatever it is, just remember that if you're believing these things about yourself based on one failure, then of course that's going to be paralyzing. Nobody wants to believe these things about ourselves or feel these things about ourselves. And just know that the story that you're telling yourself is likely not true. That's why you want to keep it separate from, like for example, if I'm like jealous of my fiance for some reason, or if I'm angry at him for something, I'll make up this story in my mind. And I know you've done this before, where like, say he doesn't come home for like, he's like an hour late home. So then I go into this story about, oh my God, he's cheating on me. And then I start coming up with the details in my mind. And by the time he gets home, I've convinced myself that he's been out cheating on me. And so I used to like just freak out on him and throw everything, all my feelings on him. And he'd be like, whoa, like what? I just stopped by to get some stuff at the grocery store, you know? And so what I started to learn to do is when he comes home or when I am making up something in my mind that I don't have solid evidence for, I'll say, the story that I'm telling myself right now is that on your way home, you stopped by so-and-so's house and you did this and that and that. And that's when he's able to see the story as separate from the truth. And I'm able to see it from that too. And then he's able to explain to me. And he always is like, I feel so bad for you and your imagination, but this is actually what happened. So remember to gather facts before making up a story that isn't always true and most often is not true. So then let me remind you of something that you probably already know, because we've all heard this, that every single successful person has failed hundreds and hundreds of times. That's how you get good at something, because like failure is inevitable and it's actually necessary for growth and success. So just remember that if you don't fail, then you're never going to succeed. If you don't experience setbacks and disappointments in life, you're never going to have the strength to do what it takes to become the resilient person that you want to become, the resilient, successful person. And then step three, after you've done those things, you can take some time out for self-care and reflection. So there's two parts to this step. And number one is the self-care. So take a step back and do something just for you. As you're doing this thing, try your best not to think about the situation at hand. So you can take yourself dancing, you can go dancing in your bedroom, you can get your nails done, you can take a bath, you can just do whatever it is that makes you feel your personal best. So take some time, take some space, and once you've given yourself that space, now is the time to do some reflection. Take out a journal and set a timer for 20 to 30 minutes. Then give yourself that time to work through whatever is on your mind about the situation. So let out the anger that you're feeling, the frustration, the sadness. And once you've let it all out, you can then ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or what about this failure will make me stronger? And that can be a little bit hard to do if it's something like a death or a loss. And I feel like those things alone are in their own category. It's hard to apply those things to this entire episode. But if you can, you can ask yourself something like, how will this experience make me better equipped in life? Or something along those lines that helps you feel a little bit more empowered. And then the last step is to just take one step forward to regain your momentum. Likely because of this failure, you're at a stopping point and you're at a crossroads. You're either going to go backward or you're going to go forward. So think of one thing that you can do to move forward. Just one step that you can take forward. And for me, this was starting to work on my podcast, which meant that I was working on my business, even though at the moment I had like kind of told myself that I wouldn't have the success that I could have without the guidance of B School. So once I didn't get the scholarship, I was like, oh, now what? Like I had this whole thing set up in my mind that I would be really making progress this year in my business because of B School. Like now what? So I just got right back into what I was doing before and regained my momentum. So once I regained my momentum, I came back with an even stronger drive than I had before, because I felt this strong desire to prove that I didn't need anyone's program in order to be successful. Yes, it would have helped tremendously, but I have everything within myself that I need in order to be successful. So just remember that you can stand back up and you can rise. Slow and steady, like don't kill yourself through it. You don't have to move quickly, just move forward. And that's it. These are the steps that you can use to help you gain more resilience, more self-compassion, and the mindset that it's going to take in order for you to be successful in whatever it is that you do. So use these steps next time that you experience a setback, and instead of feeling like a failure or letting it stop you from moving forward, Just learn from your mistakes and use them to leverage a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. So the all or something takeaway from this episode is that sometimes a setback will kick you in the butt. You might find yourself down for a while, and that's also okay. Don't think that you failed yourself if you can't go through these steps seamlessly, especially the first few times. Do what you can, and I promise that each time you'll grow a little bit stronger than you were before. Now, before you go, don't forget to sign up for the Self-Love Challenge by visiting laurenkepler.com or going to the link in the show notes. That's all I have for you this week, but stay tuned for next week where we'll begin an exciting 3-part series on how you can transform your life in just 30 days. You won't want to miss this, so be sure that you're either subscribed to this podcast wherever you listen, or you're signed up for my newsletter so that you can get weekly updates from me whenever an episode is released. You can sign up for that by going to laurenkepler.com and signing up for the Self-Love Challenge. So it's a win-win. Now, I can't wait to talk to you again next week, but until then, remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.